Amazing, it works. Okay, so hi. For those of you who don't know me, and I'm sure you will do, my name is Barry Selby. I am the Love Confidant, well known to my friends as the Love Doctor. And thank you for joining me on the Love Hour, the inaugural sharing of my work. So you may or may not have my book either by buying it or you got it from one of the seller summits where I gave it as a gift. Either way, it's okay because I do have my book in front of me so I can read a chapter, which I'll do each week. Excuse me. And then we'll do Q&A about the book or just about your own questions. So I'm not going to hold it to, you can only ask questions about that chapter. This is not a school. It's not, you know, lesson plans. It's purely the inspiration for the conversation. So once I get done with the chapter, which would be 5-10 minutes, I'll open up the Q&A, and then the rest of the hour we can just dialogue and share, ask questions, whatever you like. So logistical things, this is planning to be a weekly occurrence. And as I mentioned right before I recorded the call, it may be a different service next week, but bear with me. Get some kinks figured out. I'm planning to do the book chapters in order, although because of the way I wrote the book, I'm skipping certain ones. So just be aware of the fact I'm not doing exactly as the book is laid out, which may not mean anything to you, which is fine. So, and I have some information and ideas for next things I'll give you at the back end of the call. So no rush on that. So jumping right in, for those who didn't know, my book, 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, became a number one bestseller on Amazon over Christmas, which I'm very happy about. And people keep telling me how much they love it. So I'm going to jump right in now. I'm actually going to start, this is week one, but I'm starting with chapter two, and I'll tell you about that in a minute why. And one reason I'm starting with this chapter actually is because one of my clients and friends who bought the book loved this chapter so much, she quoted it on Facebook and tagged me, which is very humbling, to be honest. So let's just jump right in. Chapter two, freedom is a primary quality in authentic relationship. Freedom to express, freedom to grow, freedom to love beyond limits, and more. So I'm just going to read it. It's only 3 pages, so bear with me. To some individuals, especially someone who didn't choose this book or any other books, training, seminars, or study like it, relationships are often the antithesis of freedom. To these individuals in particular, relationships are limiting. Relationships are separate and away from their regular life, and relationships are even at times stifling. For these individuals, relationship means a lack of freedom, a feeling of being trapped, not feeling able to do what they want, etc. For them, relationship does not mean freedom, nor does it provide them with any sense of experience or freedom. These individuals will only date at the surface level, never truly diving deep into intimacy and relationship with one person. In fact, some will date multiple partners, keeping their heart protected and not exploring any true depth for the partner. From my perspective, they simply don't know what they're missing. And I hold a different perspective. Being in a deep, passionate, rich, and embracing love relationship is an incredible opportunity to embrace more freedom and openness than you ever thought possible. In truly empowering an authentic relationship, you are free to be yourself. To be more overt, more expressive, and more focused on your relationship and your partner, and beyond the people around you. Beyond the people and the world around you. Your attention will be outward focused, out of your own head and introvert space and into the relationship. Being single is a form of freedom, although it's not necessarily as fulfilling as freedom in authentic relationship. You have apparent freedom of being alone and unattached, or you can embrace intimate and passionate relationship and experience a whole new level of freedom that is so much more profound. There's freedom to express, to grow, to love, and more when you're single. Yet the opportunity to express, to grow, and love, and more while in relationship is magnified absolutely. You will discover levels of freedom in your heart that can only be revealed, uncovered, and expressed when you're totally intimate in relationship. This is not about sex, by the way, although that's yet another level of freedom that you can explore in a relationship. Oh, yeah, where was I? Yes, freedom in relationship. The freedom I speak of in a relationship is to take down the walls that you may have kept up to protect yourself, to keep others out, or to maintain a sense of normalcy and stability, none of which is necessary or wanted in truly intimate and authentic relationship. Who you become when you're no longer confined within a presentation of yourself, the perfect version you portray to the world, is totally different. You relax and allow your heart to shine like never before, and your emotional freedom is natural and authentic as well. When someone first falls in love, they look so filled with love and joy and their light. It tends to be presumed to be euphoria, chemistry, first attraction. Yet it is the first blossoming of this suppressed freedom. The love and joy that is welling up is no longer constrained. It is true in freely flowing, which can be a continuous experience, not just a passing phase that ends after a few months or weeks. When you are in a relationship, explore how free you can really be in your heart, in your soul, and in your joy. You may just be surprised. Yeah, that was it. That took like 6 minutes, no big deal. I love these chapters. They're very to the point. That's kind of why I wrote them. So what I'm going to do now is switch the calls over. When it comes back, come on, give me back the system. There we go. Where are we? We're here. Okay. I'm just checking something and make sure it's working. Okay. Hopefully you're still hearing this. I'm going to change it over to what's called Q&A mode. What this means is if you have questions, you can simply put your question into the queue by pressing *6. So let me switch that over. So if you have any questions, feel free to hit *6 to put you in the queue, and then I can press the button and you can talk and ask questions. Hopefully you have something you'd like to share, because this was hopefully of value to you. So anyone want to jump in? He waits expectantly. Anybody coming in? Well, I can just talk for longer if nobody's going to jump in and ask questions. What I'm coming to realize more and more with this book is that I have more to do with it. I have a desire to reach more people. That's one reason I've been doing the Telesummit this year. And also we have the book in one bookstore at least and having it sold online. It's really become clear for me that my work has to reach beyond my voice, my two hands, my intimate circle. It has to reach more people. That's one reason I launched these calls. My prayer is that you get value from this, that you find yourself discovering more levels of love that you have inside yourself, and that you find a connection out there in the world, whether you already have one or you create one or attract one that changes your life. So this call is intended for that result, but I'm only here really to answer your questions after I read the chapter. I don't want to just lecture, because that's frankly boring to me, and maybe boring for you too, but it's really for me to support you. So literally this is an open forum through the joys of this conference system to ask any questions you have about that relationship, whether you're single or in a relationship, or asking for more help. I'm at your disposal basically to the top of the hour at most, maybe less if everyone's complete, but I would like to make sure that I do support you as long as you want to stay supported here. Let me just do one thing here. I'm checking something here. Period. Actually, you know what I'm doing? I'm switching it over to make this easier. You can hit *6 if you want to unmute yourself and just talk kind of this Q&A thing. I'm not sure it's working right, so I'm putting it into regular muted mode. And then you can just press *6. By hitting *6. Pregnant forward, I love this.
All right, I do feel afraid. I do feel mistrustful. I haven't had a serious relationship in 10 years, and I don't really know what to do about it.
Well, can I ask you if you're looking for a relationship, even though you have the fear?
I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking for the relationship, which I'm sure I always have been, but I feel I've never been in love. I guess I always put walls up around my heart, never allowed myself. I don't know really what to do about it.
Well, if you said you, this is Gail, yes?
Yes.
So you mentioned you watched my video series, and you said that you had the vision board piece that you saw. So did you watch all three videos?
Yes.
Okay, so I did cover a few things in the videos that will start moving things forward. I mean, the truth is that a vision board is a powerful tool. However, I don't know if I mentioned in the video or not, I think I did, that in my program and in my work, with my clients, I start the vision board as a building block, but then I take them through a three-month journey from that point to walk through the vision board into the next, the vision board they want to create. So the vision board becomes a signpost, not the be-all and end-all. Because to me, vision boards are a great indicator, but they're not the only thing that you can do and not the only thing you should do to really attract what you want in a relationship. I did mention in the three keys I talk about all the time, one is about getting clear what you want with your vision board as a starting point, but also the history you have, the piece that has been in the way because of past relationships will be the thing that stops you getting what you want if you don't resolve it and make peace with it.
Well, the first relationship was with my father, which wasn't very safe and trusting.
Right. And
he was a good man, but when I was a little kid, I guess I was just annoying, and I always felt that I was in the way, and everybody else seems to love me, but the one person, which would be now an intimate relationship, male, I feel, I just keep making this scene over and over again, that I'm not important enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go through the motions again and just recreate the whole scenario. I know that, but I don't know how to change the belief. Because my mother and father really shouldn't have had any children. I was the only one. And they often said, I don't know how anybody else has a second one after they have one, which means I was so horrible that they can't even imagine anybody wanting a second one. So I know the beliefs, but how do I change that when that's how they felt about me?
So slight side question, have you done any work with this in the past, either with therapy or with counseling or with growth?
No, I just kind of realized it on my own. Now that I really delved into it, I said, what am I thinking? What am I creating? Or what am I thinking that I'm creating that I'm alone?
Right.
And it's because I didn't feel that I could be loved by the one person that I would love.
So the question then is, how do you, quote, fix that? Change that, heal that. Yeah. Well, the things I can tell you now, I'll give you in brief, but I would recommend that you go to, there's a thing I have on my page, which is the romance, on my website, the romance review, which is going to be a consult. Just fill out that, and we sit down and talk like, offline and talk directly, but what I would recommend is a couple of steps. Because the history is basically in our head. It's in our awareness, it's in our emotions, and it's in our bodies because of the fact that we've embodied literally that truth, or that belief as the truth, and it's not that, but we create that to create a reality. So as you said, you believe that your history, in fact, is what's been creating your experience in relationships because you're repeating the same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways I work with my clients is a three-step process, but it's a three-level work because it's really the emotional piece that has to be worked on because the part in consciousness of you that is being trapped by this belief is less than 10 years old.
Excuse me? Say that one more time.
The part of you, your consciousness, that is trapped by this belief system is less than 10 years old.
Oh, less than 10 years old. Yes, yes.
Because the adult you knows this and figures it out, but there's no change happening because the younger part of yourself, which really your subconscious, in the video I mentioned about how that subconscious basically is free for all, taking everything in until about the age of 10 or so. And like an iceberg, it's the bigger portion that's hidden under the surface that's still ruling our lives, even going forward when our conscious mind is supposedly in charge, which never happens. So that younger self isn't a part you can say to it, just go, we're going to fix this and this is the way it's going to be, it's all done. It's not that easy. basically mm-hmm. that younger part is 90% of the consciousness, and it's really wrapped up in your emotions. Mm-hmm. So what my clients is to, one, to release and vent those emotions because they're suppressed, and in a very safe way, and it can be done in their own space, and there are different ways I can recommend doing it, to basically release the judgments and the emotion at the same time. So what judgments are being carried around, that you may start with the adult voice, and it will start to deepen into the younger voice, but we'll share the emotional upsets, and it's a form of venting, almost like you take the lid off a boiling pot, letting the boiling water pour out so it can cool down a bit or can lower the level down a bit. So the first part of it is to help my clients to really release that, because the true healing happens when there's forgiveness. But you can't forgive with the mind, you have to forgive with the heart. And with the emotional baggage in the way, the heart can't do the work. It just needs more fuel. And by freeing the emotions up, and freed up the energy, which can then apply to the forgiveness. And with forgiveness, there's a sense of peace, and you can basically put that to rest. So basically, the first part is going to be the emotional release. Okay, the second part is the forgiveness work. The third piece of the puzzle, which is the part that a lot of people don't realize is important, but it sounds scary, is after you've done that, and you have to be in the right frame of mind to do it, is to write a thank you letter. To literally give thanks, because what you are doing is putting in all the other parts of the picture that you basically negated through that time. Because the pieces you took on as beliefs about your relationship paradigm that your father imprinted you with, that wasn't all he was to you, but the piece you took on primarily as what you remember most as impacting your choices in a relationship. When you do the forgiveness work, especially as you write the thank you, you start discovering all the other parts of him that were more loving, more kind, more gentle, whatever the things were that were missing from your awareness. They're always there, but you weren't holding it consciously. So in the process of working with my clients in healing the past, it's really three pieces. It's letting the emotions up and out, having forgiveness for the heart so that it can be wholeness restored, and then having gratitude for the lessons learned and for the history, because without him, you wouldn't be on the planet, in theory. Unless you were, I don't presume you're adopted, but, you know, biologically speaking. So there's at least that much gratitude that you're here because of that. So, but again, in that sequence, it works, because giving gratitude without having done the forgiveness and the emotional work is kind of flat, and it really is like lip service. It's not really functional. So I really work with clients to own the emotional part, because that's the fuel that moves them through forgiveness into gratitude. Does that make sense?
Yes. What I did do is, like you said, consciously, not from the heart. I said to myself, I understand their childhood. They did the best they could. They were really good parents to me. At the end of their lives, they both told me that I was the one person they loved more than anybody else, and they were so proud of me. They couldn't have even taught me what I did for myself, because what I did was I became independent. I said, well, you know, if nobody's going to love me, then I'm going to have to love myself, and I'm just going to have to do everything for myself. And my mother always thought that I should get married because, you know, who else was going to take care of me? Because that's what she did. And again, from my conscious, I understand that. And I did write them both each a letter. That was a few years ago. I wasn't in this frame of mind. But what do you exactly mean when you say forgive from the heart? Because I have compassion for them. They couldn't do any better. They did the best they could.
That's good. That's the place to get to for a start, because a lot of people don't even get that far. So that's huge. So I want to commend you for at least having that recognition. But if that's really aligned inside and fully lined up inside as being true for you on all levels, it's more of the what you're aware of as an adult. Because the thing is, the challenge with this is that as we become adults, we tend to stay in the adult mindset, whereas as a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old or however young that younger part is, it doesn't necessarily agree with that or know that yet. So part of the work I do with emotional release and getting the connections back up is to have, and it's a piece I do, it doesn't always happen, but with certain clients it does, is have a conversation between the adult you and the young child version of you. Because that younger self, she doesn't know all these things in her heart yet. Until the forgiveness happens, truly happens, then the connection between you and her, that basically integrates the younger self into the adult, so you become one. It's because there's still two parts of you carrying around. There's the adult thinking one way, and then the younger self thinking a different way. And that's what we do. I mean, as humans, we tend to have a whole committee going on inside of different aspects. It's not multiple personalities. It's just who we are. But having that recognition that there's a younger self because my own journey, I had to really make peace with my younger, the young boy inside of me, who was the one who never grew up, and he was always going on with the same belief structure. And then as an adult, I thought differently, and we didn't see eye to eye. And so that limits us. So a lot of this work is really bringing us back to wholeness on an integral level.
Mm-hmm.
So the forgiveness you did before was great, and I would say there's probably even a deeper level to play with, a more intimate level to play with for yourself, because it's all about you in this journey.
Mm. So in other words, what I just said to you and what mm-hmm. I say to the adult me, which is the same thing, I should mm-hmm. say to the child, the younger me.
Yes. How you do that depends on where you are, and it's part of building a safe space, key safe space with that younger self, because she may feel safe or not safe depending on what's happened over your life. So I don't want to presume anything about that. Mm-hmm. But your work with her is to, first of all, create a safe space to do it with, which is one reason why I have the process of releasing the emotions. Mm-hmm. Because when those emotions are released, that takes the pressure off, so there's a safer space to be in communication with her. And I've done work in my own background, psychological background, mm-hmm. where it comes from a kind of a gestalt idea of having, you can do it physically by having two chairs, where you literally set up two chairs in one in front of you, so you can actually put in your mind's eye your younger self in the other chair. And then you can actually talk to her as an external conversation, obviously in the privacy of your own home. And then, some people think, where do you live?
Yes.
A coffee shop? No, in your private room.
Yes.
But then what you do is you then switch seats, and then you go into the other seat, and then you speak from the younger self to the adult. And if you do this with real intention, you may be very surprised at what you hear back from your younger self, because you've given her voice perhaps the first time. And having experienced this many times working with myself and with clients, to see the change that happens and what does happen is there's a freedom that happens, funny, right to the chapter, that happens when the younger self has the ability to talk freely and to share freely. The amount of energy that comes up for the adult is huge. And what happens is there's this teamwork or this buddy that shows up in a way that where you sort of come together and have a reunion with yourself. It's a very holistic experience, and what I love about it is the joy and the freedom that happens after for my client. So I'm kind of the cheerleader in the corner on this. Mm. And I've worked with clients in person doing this, and also over the phone, and also clients have done it at their own timing. So it's really about setting up the framework that works best for you. But to have that conversation as part of the healing sequence would be, by what you said, a very transformational experience and would be really healing beyond what you've done so far. And you might be amazed at what happens afterwards.
Mm. That sounds like really good advice. Thank you.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. I'm glad it landed.
Yeah.
To be honest, it also depends on my audience, because I don't know who's on the call necessarily, like in terms of their own backgrounds and study and everything else. So sometimes I talk about things, and some of the people who listen to it, like some of the telesummit, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So I feel like I'm not able to reach them on the level that I thought would work. But mm-hmm. I appreciate the fact that this lands for you, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's great advice. It's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
You're so welcome. But Gail, I do recommend, if you have a chance and you want to, on my website, if you've been on my website enough times, look for in the menu bar, the romance review, which is the consult form. And basically just fill that out, and it'll give you, you'll get an email back with my calendar, so you can just book a session and we can sit down and talk about ideas. And if you want to work together later on, we can do that too. But I'd love to support you further.
Okay. I'll send you an update on
please.
This. I'm going to do this as soon as we hang up.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being so vulnerable and honest in this call. I mean, there are a few other people who were in the queue and on the call, so I appreciate you being that vulnerable and honest. So thank you for being the first one, the bold one, and the committed one, because I'm loving how willing you are and desirous you are of the results.
I'm so glad you said that word vulnerable, because that is what I was trying to become more, because being mm-hmm. that independent soul person, I was not vulnerable at all because it was scary.
Yeah. Right.
So I am making progress, and I thank you for noticing that.
Oh, absolutely you are.
Okay.
I mean, this, this is kind of why I love this work, because I get to be so honest and so supportive of people. It's kind of like, people pay me for this? But it's true about giving that, because that's the thing, is that sometimes, especially for us who've been solo, I mean, I've been solo for quite a while too, we don't always remember to reinstall that self-support structure, that vulnerable part, and then have other people notice it, because especially if we're very alone in a time, people don't talk to us much. So if it's not someone you're in a relationship with yet, but you have friends you can talk to, build support structures around yourself as well, because you need to hear this more often from other people as well, just not from just yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else I can help you with, or is that good for now?
Excuse me?
Is there anything else I can help you with, or is that good for now?
No, I'll let someone else get a chance.
Okay.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gail. You take care.
Okay.
You just go back to Star. I think Star 6 put you back in mute mode.
I have to do that? Is that what you said?
I think so. Let me... No, I can mute you myself. Wow, I have power. I didn't realize this phone app could do that. I'll just mute you right now.
Okay.
All right. The hot seat's open. Anyone else want to grab it? You don't have to be that vulnerable. We can keep going. All right. I'm going to give a couple of minutes, and if you want to jump in, great. If not, I'm going to wrap up with a few things and then let you off early. You know, class is dismissed or something. That sounds so bad. I'm not a teacher, and I don't want to be a teacher. Okay. So anyone else want to jump in? Everyone's being quiet. Okay, I'll start giving you some options of what is next in my own work, as well as the call for next week. So, to wrap up, again, each week my plan is to go through each chapter of the book, not necessarily every single chapter. I may put a few at the back end, because to be honest, by doing this, I'm actually looking at if these chapters work in the sequence they're in the book. So, in a way, you're my sounding board as well for which chapter fits where most ideally. So, this chapter, as I mentioned, was, I'm going to get back to what was in the book, about freedom. The next chapter, just as a little seed for next week, is there's always more to have in romance. So I'm going to tell you more about that now, because that'll be spoiling the surprise. If you have the book, you can read ahead, but if you don't, that's okay. I'll cover it then. A couple of things for you to know about what I'm up to now. I'm on my, gratefully and humbly, on my third telesummit that started Monday yesterday. My interview is next Monday. It's for the women, so if you're a guy on this call, that won't help you. The telesummit is called Self-Love to Attract Love, and a friend of mine, Mary Jane Kapchen, is hosting and running it, and we had an incredibly joyful and rich conversation over the Google Hangouts, which we recorded, which we plan next week. So if you haven't joined that telesummit, I recommend it highly. You can email me, or actually, if you want to go to find out more about it, you just go to selflovetoattractlove.com. That's the website. And just check it out. I am the only guy out of the 20 or so experts, which is kind of, it's really fun to sort of discover this. The last telesummit I just finished with another friend of mine, Michelle Hess, was Brave Body Love. There were 35 experts, I think, and I was the only guy out of those two. I seem to be in the right place doing the right thing. I'm very humbled and excited and kind of blushing as I say that. So in terms of what I'm doing, I'm launching this out now as the Love Hour going forward, and I wish to have more people on the call next week, so you might see more people jumping in. I may be changing services because this one's not giving me what I need, so hopefully you got to hear this call at least, and hopefully the recording will be up and running. If not, that's the way it is. But I simply want to say thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about me, go to my website, which is theloveconfidant.com. If you haven't watched my videos, feel free to do so. If you haven't booked a consult, feel free to do that as well. That's under the end of romance review on my website. Have a look around. There's a bunch of videos and audios on that site, too. And if you want my book, you can go to 50waystoloveyourlover.com. That's the number 50. 50waystoloveyourlover.com is the page on my site which has my book in physical, soft cover, ebook, digital, and Kindle available there, too. All right. So thank you for joining me. If you have any last minute questions, again, star 6 if you're on mute. Otherwise, I'm letting you all go any moment now. Thank you for joining me, and I will post a recording if it worked. if it works, can't promise that. And I will email everybody after the call's over, probably later on tonight, because I'm going to jump onto my next call and I'm going to be a participant in about 20 minutes. Thank you for joining me, and I hope this was of value to you, and have a pleasant evening. Take care. Bye.